Dear brothers and sisters, at the beginning of this new year, I offer all of you my cordial good wishes. In the coming months, may your minds and hearts be opened even more fully to Christ, following the example of St. Paul, whose life and doctrine we have been considering during this Pauline year. Today, we turn to the meaning of true worship, as highlighted in Paul's letter to the Romans. In uniting us to himself, Christ, a temple not made with human hands, has made us a living sacrifice. Paul thus exhorts us to offer our own bodies, meaning our entire selves, as a spiritual worship, not in the abstract, but in our concrete daily life. At the same time, this true worship does not come about merely through human effort. Rather, through baptism, we have become one in Jesus Christ, who took upon himself our human nature and has thus assumed us into himself. Only he has the power, by joining us to his body, to unite all people. Thus, the goal of the Church's missionary activity is to call everyone into this cosmic liturgy in which the world becomes the glory of God, a pleasing sacrifice sanctified by the Holy Spirit. I am pleased to greet all Signy-speaking pilgrims and visitors present to this audience, including the groups from Finland and the United States of America. Upon you and your families, I will invoke God's blessings of joy and peace throughout the new year.